Hebrews chapter 1, Matthew chapter 14. I can already hear some voices. Matthew chapter 14. Pastor Tim, are you going to preach another message on Peter walking on the water? I can't stay away from it. That's just one of those stories where I just have a confidence in my heart. Every time I go there, I just see something. The Lord just really speaks to me out of that story. So we will be going there. Hebrews chapter 1. We're going to look at verse 3. The writer of Hebrews is talking about Jesus. He says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. And that's what I'm really emphasizing in this verse. The writer says Christ upholds all things by the word of his power. That, beloved, everything that has ever been created is being held together by the power of God's word. That everything that exists in the universe, everything that makes up the universe, it's all being held together by the power of his word. And the truth that I'm simply trying to bring across is that Christ's power is in his word. You go all the way back to the very beginning. You see the revelation, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. The power is in his word. Now, with that thought in mind, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 14, beginning at verse 24. It says, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, violent, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Beloved, let's pray this morning. Father, I'm just asking that this word that you'd put in my heart, that you just lay your hand upon it, that the weightiness of your hand, the weightiness of your glory would be upon your word, and it would sink deep into our hearts today, God. Father, I pray by the power of your word, you would encourage us, Lord, in these things that you're going to speak to us about, God. And Lord, we all thank you, God, for your goodness in our life, your faithfulness in our life, and just speak to us today from your word. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. In Matthew chapter 14, we see Peter gets out of the boat and begins to walk upon the water to Jesus. And I want to say right from the very beginning that this is a true reflection of the Christian life. The Christian life was meant to be lived in the realm of the impossible. The Christian life was meant to be lived in the supernatural strength and power of the Lord. The Christian life is a call to live a life and also perform things that you could never do in human strength. The Christian life was never meant to live in a boat where human strength feels safe and human strength feels secure, but it was meant to stand in impossible places where human strength could never stand. The Christian life was meant to be lived in the realm of the impossible. You know, I was studying this out a few years ago, and the Lord dropped three words into my heart. And the three words he dropped into my heart were the third option. The third option. You see, when it comes to the storms of life, the world only has two options. When it comes to the storms of life, the world only has two options, and that is to sink or to swim. To sink in places of defeat or try to swim it out in your own strength. Beloved, Christian people are the only people in the entire earth that have a third option. You see, the Lord never called us to sink in defeat, and He never called us to try to swim it out in our own strength. He called us to walk on the water. He called us to walk in supernatural strength and supernatural power in the Lord. He called us to walk in a glorious faith in the power of God's Word. Now, what I want to share with you, many of you probably heard me share this a few times, but bear with me if you have, because it's something that I need to bring out, because it's going to be the foundation of where I want to go. So I want you to look with me at Matthew chapter 14. I want you to look with me at verse 28. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." So Peter sees Jesus walking upon the water, and suddenly a revelation awakens in Peter's heart that the things that threaten to consume me, the things that threaten to devour me, the things that threaten to overwhelm me and drown me, Jesus is actually Lord of these things. He actually treads upon these things. He actually treads upon these things, and these things are under His feet. And so Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you." In other words, Jesus, in this supernatural place, in this place of impossibility, in this thing that's threatening to devour me and consume me, I want to walk with you in victory in this place. I want to walk with you in supernatural strength and supernatural power in this place. "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you on the water." And beloved, what I want us to understand is that when Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come to you on the water," that was the drawing power of God in his life. That was the power of God drawing him to walk in the impossibility. You see, Jesus himself said in John chapter 6, "No man can come to me unless the Father draw him." So this desire to get out of the boat and walk upon the water to Jesus, it didn't come out of his own heart. It didn't come out of his own spirit. It was the power of God's voice. It was the power of God's hand drawing him into this place. It was the power of God speaking into his life and saying, "Peter, I want you to step into that place where impossibility is saying it is impossible." So Peter says, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come upon the water." And when Peter said those words, what was Jesus' response? Well, look with me at verse 29. "And Jesus said unto him, Come." So when Peter said, "Lord, bid me to come upon the water," what was Jesus' response? Jesus spoke his word. He said, "Come." Why did he do that? Because his power is in his word. Beloved, what I want us to understand is, in this story, Peter didn't really walk upon the water. Peter walked upon the word of God. Peter didn't really walk upon the water. Peter walked upon the power of the word of God. And beloved, this speaks to the Christian life, that it's meant to be lived walking on water, trusting in the power of God's word. It's meant to be lived in places where human strength tells you it's impossible, but the power of God's word tells you it's possible. Now, what I want us to understand in this story is that Peter starts out good. Peter starts out well. I want you to look with me at verse 29. "And Jesus said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." So, beloved, Peter started walking on the water. Peter started out with a faith in his heart that says, "I trust in the power of God's word." Peter started out walking in places of impossibility because he was walking in divine strength and power according to the word. You see, when Peter stepped out of the boat, there was something in his heart that was saying, "Lord, I'm trusting in your power. Lord, I'm trusting in the power of your word. Lord, your word spoke to me and said, come. And Jesus, I'm trusting that your word is more powerful than any possibility that's set before me. Lord, you spoke to me and said, come. And I'm trusting that the power of your word is more powerful than any possibility that's set before me. I believe nothing can withstand the power of your word at this time." And beloved, that is the faith that he started out with in his heart when he stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus. But we all know the rest of the story, don't we? He's walking to Jesus, and suddenly the sound of the violent winds captivate his ears, and the sight of the powerful waves captivate his eyes, and he gets his eyes off of Jesus, and his heart is no longer anchored in the faith and the power of his word, and he begins to sink. And in this we see the absolute faithfulness of Christ. In this place of sinking, Jesus so graciously picks him up, lifts him up over the waves, and rescues him out of that sinking place. We see the absolute faithfulness of Christ. And listen, if you've heard me minister this story before, you know the story really doesn't end with Peter's failure. See, this story really ends in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we see that Peter did become a water walker. In the book of Acts, we see that Peter did come to a place where he could walk on the water and not sink. Matthew 14 is not the end of the story. The book of Acts is the end of the story. He did come into that water walking stream. And if you never heard me minister that before, well, the news is I'm not going to minister it now, because that's not what's on my heart this morning. Somewhere during the year, we'll look at that. But there's just something in my heart this morning that the Lord wants to speak to us about. So, what is it? Well, look with me at verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? So Jesus says to him, why did you doubt? And I believe in those four words, Jesus is saying a variety of things to Peter. But there are just two on my heart that I want to talk about this morning. So when Jesus said, why did you doubt? What is he saying? In this, Jesus is giving a call to Christian maturity. He's given a call to Christian maturity. Listen, he is saying to Peter, Peter, I desire that you come to the place where walking on the water is normal. Walking on the water should be the normal Christian life. Faith to walk in places where your own strength could never carry you should be the normal Christian life. It should be normal to be trusting in the power of my word in every situation. It should be normal to be trusting in the power of my word in every adversity. It should be normal to be trusting in the power of my word in every season of your life, good and bad. It should be normal to trust in the power of my word for the impossible and to do the impossible. When everything says this is impossible, it should be normal to say in your heart, if God says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. When everything says you can't do that, it's impossible, it should be normal for you to say, but God says I can. Peter, believing and standing upon the power of my word without wavering in the face of impossibility, it should be normal for you. And I believe when Jesus says those words, why did you doubt? It's a call to Christian maturity. It's a call to grow into that place where your faith is unwavering in the power of God's word. Beloved, listen, is it a journey? I believe it is. Will there be times that we will sink? I believe there is. I believe there will be times that we will sink. But in those sinking times, Jesus will always be faithful to pick us up in great grace, to dust us off, to strengthen our heart and encourage us. You know what? Let's travel on. Let's keep growing in faith. Let's keep growing in grace. When he said, Peter, why did you doubt? He was saying, Peter, I want you to come to a place where it's just normal for you to stand in places human strength can never stand. Because this Christian life is meant to be lived in the impossible. Amen. But secondly, he's not just saying it's a call to grow in unwavering faith. Secondly, it is a call to trust God's word and finish what He called you to do. Capture that. It's a call to trust God's word and finish what He called you to do. I strongly believe when Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, why did you doubt?" One of the things He was conveying to Peter is this: Peter, you didn't finish. You could have walked all the way to the other side with me. You could have went all the way doing those things everyone else told you you couldn't do. All those things people told you were impossible. All those things you told yourself were impossible. Peter, you didn't finish. You could have walked all the way to the other side with me. And I feel the Lord wants to encourage some people. I strongly sense the Lord is speaking to some people today. I know you feel like you're in an impossible place. Asked to do something you know your own strength cannot do. I know you hear the roaring of the winds and the waves telling you all the reasons why you can't do it. But would you trust me? Would you trust the power of my word? Would you trust the many promises that tell you what you cannot do, I will do through you? Will you trust me enough to finish the course? Would you trust me enough not to bail out when every voice in your mind is trying to tell you you can't do it? Will you just trust me? When the wind and waves are echoing in your ears, telling you all the reasons why you can't do it, would you just keep your heart and your faith anchored in the power of my word that says everything you can't do, I will do through you? Will you just trust me and stay the course? Finish the course. You see, here's the challenge I feel from the Lord this morning. This boat the disciples are in can represent many things, and one of the things it represents is human strength. So often the temptation to stay in the boat can be the temptation to stay in the limitation of human strength. Capture that. So often the temptation to stay in the boat can be the temptation to stay in the limitation of human strength. To allow human strength to tell me where I can go and how far I can go. To allow human strength to tell me you can go this far but no further. And my challenge today is simply this. What is that place in your life where human strength is trying to tell you, you can only go this far? If you try to go further than this, it will require a strength that you don't have. If you try to go further than this, you're going to fail. If you try to go further than this, you're going to fall in defeat, because it requires a strength you do not have. So I wouldn't go any further. But God is tenderly saying to us today, step out in the realm where human strength is no longer your limiter and controller, and trust that the power of my word will give you the strength to finish everything I called you to do. If you'll continue to trust in the power of my word, you can gloriously finish everything I called you to do. Yes, you're going to hear the roaring of the winds and the waves, but if you just continue to keep your eyes fixed on me and anchored in the power of my word, the winds and the waves will have no power over you. And you will finish with a shout of glory in your soul. You'll finish with a shout of victory rising out of your heart. You'll finish with an overcomer song spilling out of your heart. Thank you, Lord, that I am more than a conqueror. Thank you, Lord, that if you be for me, who can be against me? Thank you, Lord, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord, that I can shout grace, grace to every mountain that tries to stand before my life and watch it tremble at the power of God's word. Thank you, God. If you'll stay the course. Beloved, here is the glorious news. Standing in faith is when the power of God's word becomes real to us. It's not just something we read about in the Bible. Because we're now experiencing the supernatural, glorious, faithful power found in the word of God. You know, there's a story I like to tell from time to time. If you heard it, please just bear with me. I just want to share it with you again. You know, my very favorite promise in God's word is the promise that says, I will never leave you. my very favorite promise. And let me tell you why it's my very favorite promise. When I graduated Summit School, I was a student here 2 years, and when I graduated, I was asked to stay on as a teacher. And I want to tell you something, a struggle got into my heart. Just the thought of standing day after day in front of students and teaching, standing in the place where my teacher stood when I was in Bible college, it terrified me. I was terrified, and there was just a struggle that got into my heart that said, Lord, if I do this, how do I know you're really going to be with me? I mean, I've read the scriptures in the Bible that says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. But for the very first time in my Christian walk, I feel like you're calling me to do something I know my strength cannot do. I know what words in the page say, but God, how do I really know you're going to be with me? And they allowed me to go home for a couple of weeks and pray about it. And I went home for a couple of weeks to pray about it, and I was just caught up in this struggle. And one day I was driving my car through town, and I passed the park, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, Tim, I want you to turn the car around, drive into the park, turn the ignition off, and wait upon me. So I turned the car around, and I was driving to the park, and as I got to the park entrance, I said, nah, I'm not going to go into the park, I'm going to go home. So I kept driving. The Lord spoke to my heart again. He said, Tim, turn the car around, go into the park, turn the ignition off, and wait on me. So I turned the car around. I was driving to the park. When I got to the park entrance, I said, nah, I'm not going to go to the park. I'm just going to go home. So I kept driving. And the Lord said very gracefully stern. He said, Tim, I told you to turn the car around, go into the park, turn the ignition off, and wait upon me. It's not a suggestion, it's a command. Do it. Turned the car around, went into the park, turned the ignition off, and the struggle became so intense. The warfare became so intense. God, how I know you're going to be with me. I feel like for the very first time you're asking me to do something I know I don't have the strength to do. I know your word says you'll never leave me, you'll never forsake me, you'll never fail me. But God, now I'm being asked to do something that I know I'll fall in defeat if you're not with me. God, how do I know you're going to be with me? And I put my head on the steering wheel and I said, oh God, are you going to be with me? Are you going to be with me, God? And I lifted my head off the steering wheel, and right across the street was a great big billboard. I mean, one of those great big billboards, great big signs. And you know what it said? It said, if you don't go, you'll never know. And the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, Tim, you know deep down in your heart, this isn't man calling you to teach at Summit. This is God calling you to teach at Summit. You know it. And I'm telling you right now, Tim, if you don't answer the call, that verse in the Bible that says, God is with me, it'll always be in your head, but it'll never be in your heart. That verse that says, God is with me, God will not fail me, there'll just be nice scriptures on a page, but they'll never be alive in your heart. But I'm telling you that if you will trust me, and trust what my word says, and if you will go, you'll see the faithfulness of God in your life. You'll see strength to stand in places that you know are impossible for you to stand. You'll see wisdom coming out of your mouth that you know you is just not a part of this fallen nature. You will know it. And Tim, you will get the revelation, God is with me. Beloved, that's been almost 20 years ago. And I have been through class after class after class after class after class. And I know the scripture when it says, God is with you. He will never leave you. I'm telling you, it's not something in here. It lives in my heart. Every time I step in that classroom, I know that, I know that, I know that, I know that, I know God is with me. How do I know it? Because I'm standing in a place where my strength could never stand. It's when we stand upon His Word in faith and experience the faithfulness of His Word that faith in its power becomes resolved in our lives. You know, some time ago, my 14-year-old son was facing a new challenge. And I could tell the temptation was to shrink back and to stay in those places where he felt safe. Stay in those places where he felt secure. And I said to him, son, there comes a time where you have to start living faith. There comes a time where you have to start living trust. I'm so glad you're plugged into Sunday schools. I'm so glad you're plugged into youth groups. I'm so glad you're going and learning those great stories where David killed Goliath and Peter walked on the water. But I'm telling you, there has to come a time in your life when you stop just hearing about the stories and you start living faith. You start living trust in the Lord. And I'm telling you, if you will do that, you will see the power of His Word in your life. You won't be seeing it just in David's life. You won't be seeing it in just Peter's life. You're going to see it in your life when you start stepping out in places that you know you can't stand and just trusting God to be your strength, God to be your power. Then it's no longer going to be David's story. It's no longer going to be Peter's story. It's going to be your story. But there has to come a time when you just stop hearing the stories, hearing about faith. There has to be a time where you have to start living faith. And trusting God to carry you through places where you can't stand. That's when this book, when this word, will start becoming supernatural in your life. Amen. Beloved, I don't know what God has set before you. I don't know what God has called you to finish. There's so many people here in different walks of life, called to do different things, called to face different things. We have students, we have staff, we have people who have a job, have a career, and each one of us only know the challenges that are before us. But I sense God is tenderly speaking to some people today. I know you hear the roaring of the winds and waves. I know you hear so many voices in your mind telling you why you can't do it. But will you stay the course? Will you just trust that my word has the power to carry you to the finish? Would you allow this trial to mature your faith? Would you humbly yet boldly declare, my human strength cannot do this, but God's strength will carry me to the finish, and God will be gloriously glorified in my life. I will finish the call. I will stay the course that God has set before me because I choose to trust the power of His promises. The challenge is stay the course. Trust the power that my word has the power to carry you to the finish line. And when you walk across that finish line, oh, the song is going to fill your heart. My God can. My God can. My God can. Amen. Stand with me this morning. I want to give an altar call this morning. I believe there are some people here this morning, and deep down in your heart, you know what the Lord is calling you to do. There's a fear, there's an apprehension, maybe to stay in the boat, to retreat to those places where human strength just feels safe and secure. But this altar call this morning, there's a faith rising up in your heart by the word of God. It says, God, I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to keep walking in what you've called me to do, knowing and trusting your word is going to carry me to the finish. And what a glorious, supernatural, victorious walk it's going to be, living a life of faith. So if there's anyone here this morning that can, you know, sincere heart say, you know, I do feel like I'm facing something impossible, but I don't think the Lord wants me to retreat. I don't think He wants me to back off into those places where I feel safe and secure. But He wants me to stay to the course. And this morning I'm making up a declaration in my heart. I'm going to stay the course. I'm going to trust Him. If that's you this morning, I just want you to come to the altar. And let's just begin to just talk to the Lord. Let's begin to declare His word to be faithful. Let's begin to declare His promises to be faithful. Lord, I know what You're calling me to do. It's beyond human strength. It's beyond my strength. But I have a faith that Your promises has the power to carry me to the finish. And that's where I'm anchoring my faith. That's where I'm anchoring my hope. And in your place of faith, God is going to meet you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to encourage you. He's going to lift up your heart. He's just going to let you know, even when you do sink, if you make that declaration in your heart, even when you do sink, I'm going to lift you up. And we're going to keep walking. And what I've begun, I'm going to finish. What you begun, you're going to finish. Amen. Let's just talk to the Lord this morning. So, I made the altar call. Does that mean there will ever be times I'm not going to feel myself sinking? Beloved, I believe there's going to be times we're going to feel ourselves sinking. But the good news is that when we cry out to the Lord, the cry has the power to bring His hand. And He's going to lift us up, encourage us. You know, we might hear those words to our heart, "Oh, you a little faith, why did you doubt?" But He's going to pick us up, encourage us. He's going to keep walking with us. And we're going to grow. And we're going to finish everything God has called us to finish. The power of the cry is going to bring His hand. You know, there are just some truths you see over and over and over in the Word of God. And one of the truths I see over and over and over in the Word of God is when His people cry out, He always comes with miraculous deliverance. He always comes with supernatural strength when His people cry out. And I'm telling you, when you cry out with a sincere heart, He's going to be there to help us. Amen. You know, my daughter is 5 now. And she has learned how to cry when she wants to get her way about something. And I know that cry. There's no weight in it. There's no depth in it. There's no power in it. It's just, "What do you want, sweetheart? Can I have a cookie?" But then there's those cries that she can cry, and immediately I know she needs help. I can discern in a moment that this is the genuine cry. And I'm telling you, I don't know what it is she's crying for help with, but I am by her side immediately to give her whatever help she needs. And I'm telling you, when you cry out to the Lord, He's going to be there immediately to help you with whatever you need help with. And I'm telling you, we will grow in grace. And we will become everything God has destined us to be. And we will finish every season God puts before our life because He is faithful. But at the same time, don't lose sight of what He's saying to you today. I know you hear the winds and the waves telling you every reason why you can't do it. But would you just believe that my word has the power to carry you across every finish line I set before you? Trust my word. Stay the course. And if you'll do that, you won't only see my power in David's life, my power in Joshua's life, my power in Gideon's life, my power in Peter's life, my power in Paul's life, my power in Timothy's life. You'll see my power in your life. Amen. Stay the course. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today just for your goodness. I thank you today, God, just for your goodness. I thank you for the grace of your word, God. Lord, I think about Peter when he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come to the water. And Peter was saying, Lord, the storm is so violent, so dark, I can't see your face. I can't really see if it's you. But if you'll just speak, the grace that is in your words will pierce the winds and the waves and the darkness and find a place in my heart. And Father, I thank you that there's just power in your voice. I thank you there are going to be some storms where we just cannot see you in it. But yet there's a call going out to our heart that says, God, if you'll just speak to me from your word will pierce the winds and the waves and the power of the darkness over the storm and produce something in my heart that can walk over the storm. God, I thank you that you're teaching us your voice. God, you can speak to us in a way that only you can speak to us. And I thank you for the power of that voice. That we may not always see you in the storm. We may not always recognize your hand working in the storm. But there's just something about your voice. And I thank you that you're teaching us that voice, God. Now, Lord, be with my brothers and sisters. We've made a declaration in our heart. Doesn't matter what the winds and waves are saying. Your word is greater. Your word is more powerful. And we choose to trust the power of your word over the winds and the waves. And we are setting our heart in declaration to say we are going to stay the course. We are going to finish what you've set before us, God, in this season. Lord, I thank you. And I just glorify what you're doing in our lives. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.